It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining me today because I am still going on this whole series of traveling with friends. Today we have a little different approach to it, but we're still traveling with friends because I think that is the best way to travel. So much fun that you can have having your bestie along with you. You have a chance to really enhance the experience by sharing it with someone else. But today we're going to talk a little bit more about a specific group of friends that really need to look at traveling as a way to sort of stay active, stay young, those type things. And we're going to talk about the process of aging and how it changes your outlook on travel and how you can stay young at heart by traveling. And I have a very special guest and also a friend of mine, Shelly Webb, who is joining me to talk about this. Now, Shelly's an expert at this because she's a social media manager who also runs a blog dedicated to helping women over 50 make the rest of their lives the best of their life. Now, when she is not on her computer, she's dancing with the Blazing Divas, so she's really staying active. So, Shelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anita. Good to talk to you.
Well, it's very good to talk to you as well. Now, why don't you tell the folks how we met? Because when we talk about traveling with friends, if you don't have a friend, you can meet a friend, right?
That's true, yeah. We met on a cruise to Alaska. We sort of met beforehand with the OMEG Insiders, of course, but we hadn't met in person before that cruise.
That's true.
It was great.
It was really great. And I think also that that cruise is what really set us off on a close friendship. And those of us that were on that cruise have really remained friends. And I think we are closer friends maybe than some other people that we haven't met. Because I think all of us in the OMEG Insiders group, we're all friends. But those of us who have met and traveled together, definitely this whole thing with traveling and bonding, really there's something to that.
That's for sure.
Now, what is the work that you do with working with the aging population? Tell us a little bit about that.
So I originally started my blog as a resource for caregivers of aging parents. And so we have a lot of articles written about that and done a lot of research. And I've volunteered with the Alzheimer's Association and helped people navigate that whole area of caring for a parent with dementia or Alzheimer's disease.
I see.
And I also cared for my own father who had dementia.
Mm-hmm. So you really have a lot of experience also too as the on the caregiver side of things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, as part of your business, do you talk about tips and things for the caregiver?
We talk about tips for traveling. We have done that before. In my own experience with my father, I learned that it was not very easy traveling with him in a wheelchair because I had not set things up very well ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about that because you bring up a really good point that you can't just kind of head out on these trips, especially if someone has limitations of some type. You do really, really have to plan that far in advance. But from your experience, Shelly, what attitude about travel do you see people maybe changing or adjusting to, or just how does aging affect travel and things that you've seen?
I think as we age, we have more time, of course, to travel. Because our kids are grown, we may even be retired from a job, so we have more time. And people always plan that in their older lives that they'll do some traveling. So I'm not recommending that everyone wait. We should get out there and travel as we can, because you never know what's going to happen. But I see travel as a way for people to stay more active, and I'm really finding out that it's imperative to keep moving as we age and keep active and stay involved. Isolation is a huge problem in the aging. Mm-hmm. And travel can be really good, a good way to take that isolation away.
Exactly. And as I joked about a little bit just a minute ago, that, you know, if you don't travel with a friend, you can actually meet one there. And people should look at things in that manner, I think, as they age. You may not have a travel companion, but it's very easy to meet people when you travel and develop those friendships and find like-minded people that you can do things with on your tour, on your cruise, whichever way you are traveling. There are other people out there that you really can bond with and develop those friendships. So as you're aging, you shouldn't think that the loneliness that I have at home by being by myself is the same thing that you would experience traveling.
Exactly, right.
But now, as you age and need assistance, how do you keep that attitude of independence, though? Because that, I would think, would be kind of challenging. I mean, if you're in a wheelchair or if you need walking assistance with a cane or with a walker, you may feel a little intimidated by that and feel as though, well, if no one can go with me, I really shouldn't venture out on this trip by myself.
I think that's not true. We have to step out of our comfort zone in a lot of areas of life, and this is just another one of those. And if we plan ahead, we can still do it with quite a bit of ease.
I agree with you as well. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I am talking with Shelley Webb, who is an expert on aging. She has a blog that is dedicated to women over 50. And we are talking about the aging process and travel because both of us, actually, Shelley, I would bring you in on this too, like traveling with our friends. It's a fun way to do that.
Mm-hmm, right.
Now,
and a great way to make new friends, as you said.
Absolutely, because, you know, people will say, well, what is that group of friends doing over there? Let me go join in. And as a matter of fact, one of the guests is joining me later in the show. That's the way she kind of joined in with us, is that we were all together and she came to join in.
Right, exactly.
Now, Shelley, do you have some ideas and things like that for, like, family members and how they can be supportive of seniors and elderly relatives as they're aging to help them maybe stay active? And as I mentioned, we're going to get into some real deep tips, but what's your thoughts about that? I mean, do family members and relatives have some responsibility in keeping people active and taking a role in that?
Sure, they do. Sometimes it requires some encouragement of family members, you know, and do things. They can be supportive by helping to arrange the trip. For instance, you can call ahead and have airlines personnel help with your loved one, and so that you won't be left in the airport. I was left in the airport. I went by myself with all my luggage and my dad trying to figure out, how do I get to the taxi?
Oh, no.
So if you request help ahead of time, that's always a good idea.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're going to talk about that tip a little bit more detail, because that is really key, that you can't think that you can do it all on your own, because it's a lot different when you're kind of sitting and planning that trip and when you're out there actually making it come to life. But now, I know you talk about the caregiver role, but in that role in the aging process, I think the caregiver sometimes, too, we need to check in on them.
True. Yes. Caregivers are really overburdened, and people often forget about them. They'll actually ask, you know, how the loved one is doing, but forget about the caregiver. And caregiving's rough, and they are also often isolated because it's difficult for them to get out.
And what effect did that kind of have on the caregiver then, being isolated like that? I mean, probably the loss of friends and things like that as well, because people are always wanting you to do things, but you're always busy.
Right. You also have a lot of guilt about leaving the person behind, the one you're caring for, in order to get out. So, yeah, a lot of depression, a lot of loss of friends. People come out from the experience and they have no friends left a lot of times.
Well, and see, that's not good. But Shelley, can you stay put? Because when we come back, I want us to jump into some of those tips to help the caregiver as well as help the elderly and the senior make sure that they stay active. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Back in a moment.